The Power of Monopoly. Rich Dad often said, "The formula for great wealth is found in the game of Monopoly." Many of us know this formula, the formula of buying 4 greenhouses and trading them in for 1 red hotel. The formula for wealth found in the game of Monopoly also follows Metcalfe's law. When you look at the comparison of my poor dad's and rich dad's ratio, you may understand why my rich dad's economic power continued to increase and my poor dad's economic power remained the same. With my poor dad, his real estate holdings included just his own home. That ratio of 1-to-1 never changed. But with my rich dad, his economic power included over 450 properties and was always increasing to create a ratio of 1-to-450. In other words, my poor dad's economic power remained at 1. 1 squared is still 1. All he had was his house. In this example, my rich dad's economic power was 450 squared. He controlled over 450 rental units. His economic power was going up exponentially. When you look at my poor dad's ratio of 1-to-1, and then factor in the power that taxes had in his income, earned income, 50%, you can actually see why my poor dad's economic power did not increase, although he worked harder and harder. My rich dad's income was going up, his economic power was going up, and he was paying less and less in taxes. In 1985, Kim and I had a plan to acquire 2 new rental units a year. We began buying our first property in 1989. Once we had 5 units, our economic power was 5 squared, or 25. Not only did our economic power go up, our confidence had also gone up as our experience went up. When we purchased that 12-unit apartment house, our leverage ratio was 1-to-17, and our economic power was 1-to-17 squared, or 289. Others, who only had their home and did not purchase investment property during the downturn, had their real estate ratio remain 1-to-1, and their economic power remain at 1. For Kim and me, our goal for the year 2005 is to have 1,000 rental units or more in our portfolio. The question is, what is the economic power of 1,000 squared? Metcalfe's law explains why my rich dad was eventually earning more in a year than my poor dad earned all his life. Metcalfe's law also explains why tortoises can beat hares if they continue to acquire assets rather than work for money, as many a rabbit often does. Network marketing business. After understanding Metcalfe's law, I knew why network marketing organizations offer such a powerful tool to average people like you and me. But before I get into this further, let's review the cash flow quadrant for a moment and see how network marketing can facilitate movement from employee to investor. As you may remember, the 4 quadrants of the cash flow quadrant are designated in the following way: E, which stands for employee or someone who works for security or benefits, and this is above the S, which stands for self-employed or small business owner, people like doctors, lawyers, or accountants who work for themselves. On the other side of the quadrant, we find the B, which stands for business owners, people who have others work for them. Below that is the I, which stands for investor, people who make money with money. They do not have to work because their money is working for them. Now, how does network marketing fit into the quadrant? Here's an example. A person from the E or S quadrant decides to join a network marketing organization and learns to move to the B quadrant. He or she works for a year or two, gaining the required education and mindset. But it is not much different than being in the E or S quadrant. It is still 1-to-1 squared, with an economic power of 1. But suddenly, in the 3rd year, this person's context is expanded because they have new content, and all of a sudden they now attract and train 3 strong candidates who also want to build the business. Their leverage ratio is now 1-to-3, with economic power of 9. In 3 years, that is a quantum leap of power. After 5 years, let's say this person now has a network of 10 people. With this change, their leverage ratio is 1-to-10, with economic power of 100. Now let's say this person decides that 10 people are enough, and he or she focuses only on the 10 people in his or her business. After just a few years, let's say the 10 people in his network also have 10 people, 1-to-10-to-10. This means the original person now has 100 people in his network. Then, with his or her excess cash, the person begins to buy apartment houses. Within 5 to 10 years, this individual has not only made the shift from the E and S side of the quadrant, they have jumped their economic power in both the B and I quadrant, something that is hard to do in the E and S quadrant. Suddenly, the person who made the shift is far wealthier, making much more money, and has more economic power than the peers he or she left behind in the E or S quadrant. Imagine it. After 15 years, the numbers could be staggering. That is an oversimplified example of why I recommend some of the network marketing companies. If you truly work hard to make those in your network rich, they in turn will make you rich and very secure. In my mind, A network marketing business is far more secure than the stock market because you are counting on people you have grown to love and trust, and all of you are harnessing the power of Metcalfe's Law, the law that measures the power of networks.